And we begin with our breath. Breathing fully in and fully out. Feel your abdomen and chest rise and fall. Exhale and release the day, letting go of the thoughts or the worries or concerns through your exhale at this time. Allowing yourself to arrive in this moment. Notice where you're sitting or lying in this moment. The size of the room or the environment. Noticing the textures that you feel on your skin. Noticing any sounds near or far. Maybe listening out for the most distant sound you can hear right now. And slowly coming back to the breath. The breath serves as our anchor today. The place in us that grounds us to this body, to our energy system, allowing the breath be that beautiful connection for the mind and body. Maybe for the first time today, allowing the mind to notice the body. And what would it be like for the body to notice the mind? And maybe that allows for a flowing sensation of energy up and down the body. Up and down the vast meridian systems in your energy, following your chi, your life force, moving throughout your system. And we keep slowing down our breathing. Softening all of the muscles, not only the muscles of our body, but the muscles of the mind. The mind is sometimes so overworked. How can we soften the mind even more so right now? And we'll begin this inner voice exercise by doing a simple body scan, a way for each part of our body to be heard and listened to as we ease into the sensation of relaxation and peace. We're going to start with the bottom of our feet. And just noticing your feet, any sensations in the toes or the heel. And if there's any pain or discomfort, just simply being with your feet. Asking this part of the body if you need to give it anything if it needs anything in general, or maybe it just would appreciate your breath. Breathing deeply into the feet and the toes. And for whatever body part needs more time, give it more time. We're going to transition up into the ankles, noticing what they feel like. If they need any words of encouragement, of ease. Or simply bringing your breath into your ankles, feeling them become stronger, flexible. Transitioning up into your calves and your shins, noticing those muscles, those areas of the legs. Does it need to tell you anything? Giving this the opportunity to speak or for you to just listen. And again, bringing your breath into your calves and your shins. And if the mind ever feels antsy or distracted, just let the mind know we're here for the body right now, and we'll get to you next, we promise. And sinking back down into the knees, just noticing sensations of the knees and the kneecaps. Maybe when you bring your breath into your knees, you energetically warm them up. And giving them time and space to exist within you right now. Transitioning up into the thighs. Quadriceps, the hamstrings, as if your breath is giving it a beautiful massage. Seeing if any sensations come about where you need to listen in and be more mindful with this area of the body. Slowly transitioning up into the pelvic floor, the hips. Noticing how this area of the body is feeling, if it's holding on to anything, any sensation, and giving this area space and time with you and your breath as you simply listen. Listening with compassion and curiosity. Thanking the mind for being so patient with you as you move through the body. And we're moving into the lower back and the lower abdomen area. And noticing if any sensations arise in those places as you put your attention onto them. Bring your breath down into this area, Give yourself a moment to feel and to look with eyes of compassion. And slowly moving up to the upper abdomen, maybe around the navel, heading more towards the rib cage, the middle back. And giving some extra kindness and compassion for your digestion, for your intestines. Just letting them know you appreciate them for working so hard for you, whether or not they give you discomfort. You know they always have your best interest in mind and they're only trying to communicate. So listen inward if you hear anything in this area of the body. Breathing in love and acceptance as we move into the chest, the lungs, the shoulder blades, holding curiosity, any sensations in this area of your body that would like to speak to you tonight. Or if you just like to give it some kindness. Feeling your lungs expand and contract as you breathe. Feeling your body softening and settling down. As we move into the heart, seeing if the heart needs anything, if it's showing you any sensations, any feelings, just honor them, hold space for it. Maybe it hasn't been acknowledged in a while and it just needs you to sit and be with the heart. As we begin to notice our hands and our fingers, maybe noticing the warm sensation in the palms, or maybe it's cold. I'm just seeing if the hands or fingers need any of your attention. As you move up into the forearms and the elbows, scanning to see if there's an area that is calling out for you to work with. Noticing the upper arms, biceps and triceps. It feels tender, maybe it feels light. And noticing your shoulders at this time. Has it been holding on to stress? Does it feel tight? Or do they feel really strong? And see what the shoulders need from you at this time. Bringing your breath to your shoulders, opening them up, Moving your attention into your neck and your throat. Noticing what this area of the body feels like. And what does it need from you at this time? Is it a self-massage? Is it just needing company from you? Bringing the breath into the throat, expanding it so there's a clear channel hearing your expression this evening. As we move up around the jawline, letting go of any feelings of clenching. Noticing the lips and the mouth. Inside the mouth, the gums and the teeth. And what is your jawline and your mouth telling you? Sensations. We are here listening and honoring whatever arises. Noticing the ears, the outer ears, the earlobes, the inner ears. Seeing how you can bring a little bit more relaxation into this area. Moving into the cheekbones and the nose. Maybe the eyes, if it's showing you any visuals, if they're closed. Do you feel any sensations around the eyes and the eyebrows? How can they soften even more? Noticing the forehead, around the hairline. What does that feel like? What does it need from you to feel more relaxed? And lastly, all around the head and the scalp. The lower scalp and the top of the head. Just noticing what the head feels like. Looking at that with kindness and compassion. Maybe you feel tension from all the thoughts of the day, or maybe it's starting to soften as we relax and ease the whole body. Letting the body know that you're there for it, you're listening. You've taken the time to look at every part and you appreciate every part. Taking a moment if there's any other area that didn't get to speak up, just see if any sensations light up that would block or resist you going deeper into your inner voice. Shining love and shining light onto your body. Maybe it doesn't feel the appreciation enough, and it really loves to connect with you. And letting the body know we are there for it, and we're simply going to now give the mind some of our attention the mind has been yearning to be looked at. And so we bring the mind forward, asking the mind what it needs from us in this moment to feel safe. Giving yourself time to set up the most perfect, beautiful environment for your mind so that you can dialogue with it and it feels comfortable to dialogue back with you in an honest way. As we begin to scan the mind, what has it been distracting you with? Where does the mind hold any blocks in this moment? Just listen. Does a story, a misbelief come through? A limitation that the mind's held for a while? Simply ask the mind, you are its friend. What does the mind need to release these blocks or this resistance at this time? We give the mind the opportunity to speak its truth. And for us to hold the space of compassion and kindness. We honor the mind and its needs. We know the mind has a lot of stories to protect us. Ask the mind, what is it willing to release, let go of a little bit more in this moment? As if it's loosening the grip on the reins, what can it let go of a little bit more? For you to go deeper into the inner voice. Letting the mind know you care for it, and letting it know you will work with it more often, especially if you feel like it's scared where it needs more work. And a question I'd like to pose to the mind. Mind, why are you resistant to compassion and love sometimes? Sometimes the inner voice wants to give us so much love and compassion, and there's parts that stop us from feeling it or from connecting inward. What's resisting the love? What's stopping me from reaching the inner voice? And if you'd like to write this out or speak this out, that's absolutely fine. Or if you just want to listen, that's beautiful too. What part of the mind holds me back from my most clear connection with the inner voice? And what does the mind need to heal that? And if the mind is ever not sure how to heal, just look at it with the eyes of love and acceptance. We accept all minds in all of their shapes and forms. We know each mind has the best interest for us. It's doing the best it can with what it knows. We're here to simply transform it deeper into our true selves. So we're here in a state of gratitude, thanking the body and thanking the mind, letting them know we will spend more time with them in the future, and seeing what it's like to now arrive deeper into your inner voice if you're not there already. Breathe into your being, your energy field, connect into the place that's shining and lighting up. It's been waiting for you. Notice where it is, what it feels like. Thank your mind for stepping aside, for allowing you to experience it. Feeling that inner voice trickling up. Sensing its marvelous and magnificent love in this moment for you. It loves you unconditionally. Taking your journal out if you're ready to listen and write, or if you're ready to speak. Inner voice, are you present with us now? If you hear no, go back into the mind. See what else the mind needs to feel safe, or the body, what the body needs to feel safe. If you heard yes, continue to listen in. Inner voice, what stops me from reaching you sometimes? Let the inner voice know you'll do your best to keep connecting in, listening to its guidance. Inner voice, there's another question. How do I not become so overwhelmed with competing responsibilities? I always feel like I have so many responsibilities, inner voice. What can I do to not become overwhelmed? Keep writing if you're listening and hearing, posing one more question. Inner voice, how do I connect to the deeper presence, maybe a galactic presence, maybe celestial beings? How do I connect deeper to what I'm supposed to in a way that I feel like when I'm connecting for healing sessions? How do I keep connecting deeper and deeper? And any last general messages the inner voice wants to tell everyone this evening, listen in. It loves you. It wants to tell you. It wants to allow you to feel or visualize the beautiful things it's showing you. taking a few more moments with the inner voice. Any last words, messages? And when you are ready, let the inner voice know you will come back again to connect. We start to deepen our breath, thanking the mind for giving us a connection this evening. Thanking our body for all that it does for us and for all that it provides. Continuing to deepen that breath as we breathe in peace and calming and exhale any lingering stresses or tension. We breathe in alertness, awareness, exhaling sleepiness. Breathe in a sense that all is well, exhaling any self-doubt. As we come back into this physical form, feeling our toes, feeling our fingers, moving and wiggling ever so slowly. Starting to move the wrists and the ankles ever so slowly. And starting to stretch out our bodies as if you're waking up in the morning. Bringing the blood flow back. Massaging any areas that feel stiff or need to wake up. And slowly blinking your eyes open when you're ready. Returning back to this moment in your environment.